All right, what's going on, guys? It's another solo episode this week, but we're switching it around. It's going to be just me, Case, this week.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Oh, what? You're supposed to be in Colorado.
No, I just got back.
What the hell?
I'm back, baby.
God damn it.
It's like that song.
I was about to tell people the wrong facts about guns without you correcting me.
And I would have autistically, like, logged into my database in my head.
You talking about boys are back in town?
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Guess who just got back?
I don't know the lyrics of that song. Yeah. Everyone only knows the chorus of that. Not even that good of a song, to be honest.
We gotta acknowledge the controversy.
Yeah, guys, this is a video we never wanted to have to make. Yep. We're gonna make an apology video real quick.
Yep.
We're sorry, we messed up.
Yeah, don't ever do that again.
Don't ever leave town.
Yeah.
And then not record audio in advance.
Your job's more important than the podcast.
For all our listeners know, I don't even have a job. I'm a hermit who lives under a rock and shoots guns all day.
Minimum views.
Minimum wage.
We only get
more
like 60,000 views an episode.
Dude, there was people like messaging me and they're like, hey, you might want to like do the podcast different. Like they're trying to be nice, but they're like, that last one sucked. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking free, guys.
It's
like
solo.
Hey, you try having a full-time job being a awesome, handsome man, they and then also recording. They missed Case. I missed Case.
The controversy was that I was gone.
Yeah, well, the main character of the podcast was gone.
Yeah, retarded man.
Look in the sky. Is that a bird? Is that a plane?
Yeah, it's just me. It's just me up here.
Retarded man. Welcome back.
All right.
So we're reunited.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
It is almost
Everybody
Thanksgiving.
Remember to say thank you to your family. But
and the turkeys.
I mean, all that holiday is about is eating with people you don't like. So we're going to skip right over that one.
I feel like Columbus Day and Thanksgiving should be like one holiday.
It's Indigenous People Day, buddy.
Indigenous?
Yeah.
Indigital?
Indigenous. Into the fucking...
Indigenous.
Into the data realm.
Indigging in your butt.
Yeah.
And smelling
it's
it.
Indigging in your butt day. I get the day off because I've been indigging in my butt.
I call my boss and pretend to be sick. Yeah, I've been digging real bad,
no diggity.
Boom diggity. I'm Doug Digging Dome.
Doug Dibbadome Day.
Digging and getting dome.
He found a dig-a-dome.
They should call it Digging and Getting Dome Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was like what they changed it to, Columbus Day.
Yeah, because
they all figured out he was bad.
They all got offended. They're like, Columbus didn't have anal sex and then empower himself.
Yeah, he didn't even fuck those Native
Americans. He didn't include the QIA at the end of LGBT.
We're going to change the day. Also, President's Day is now Oligarch Day.
President's Day is now Olive Garden Day.
Olive Garden!
Which, Case...
Unlimited breadsticks.
I was going to say...
With your police brutality.
We're going to get... What?
Whoa. Whoa. Everybody knows. Go straight from the president down.
We're going to get into our gun topic soon, folks. But what do you think about Olive Garden, Case? Good or bad? Good, bad?
For what you pay for, it's like unlimited food. Everything's unlimited.
It might be the best deal.
Yeah, it's unlimited salad, unlimited breadsticks. There's like a deal where you get unlimited wine. So now we have three meals that are unlimited right now. Wine
is
a meal, of course.
Is it the best Italian cuisine in America?
No.
Probably not. But
sucks.
It's all, I think it's fine. Like, it's good.
It's where you take your girl and she's insatiable.
Dude, I took a girl on a date to Olive Garden once and threw up in the sink and then came back and finished my chicken parm. And she had no idea.
Fucking, that's like one of those places where if you take a girl there and then she complains about it later, you're better off dumping her anyways.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's fucking just food.
Well, that's just anti-
I don't actually like you.
That's just anti-Italian discrimination is what that is.
I mean, like, whenever you take a girl to a restaurant and it's, like, not fancy, but it's like,
yeah.
Bro, we live in the fucking suburbs. Where do you want me to take you?
Yeah,
you I'm want not driving to the city for you.
Make you a home-cooked meal or drive 40 minutes to get into town. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not driving out on a school night, babe.
Oh, sorry, it was free food and service not good enough for you?
No, it never is.
And I drove you here as well. Is that not good enough?
I love that shit.
And you were late.
Our first date should be a concert that's $600.
And where we don't talk or look at each other.
Yeah, I like that one. There's like so many that they complain about, like movies is bad because you don't talk. It's like,
yeah.
First off, what did you think of Avatar? Who was the bad guy?
Definitely the blue people.
Yes.
All right, what's our first topic, Case?
All right, since it's coming up, Christmas gifts.
What about Christmas gifts? What's a good one, or like, what do I want?
For a gun guy.
Oh, the best Christmas gifts for a gun guy?
By the way.
Oh, it's, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're a gun guy, it's the worst to ask for gun stuff because there's always like one person in the family who's like, I'm not getting you gun stuff.
Yeah, they're like, they don't believe in guns or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked for like a gun cleaning kit once and someone's mom was like, I'm not buying you a gun cleaning kit. And I was like, why?
Why?
It's not even a gun.
You want my guns to be dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
I don't want you to have guns at all. Okay, how about you get me a cleaning kit? Drop the guns. Cleaner.
Pipe cleaning kit.
Yeah, pipe cleaning kit. Lots of pipes.
So the best, in my opinion, the best thing to do for like a Christmas gift for a gun guy, if you're like a girl and you want to get a gift for like your husband or whatever, be like, what's your favorite gun that you own and want and shoot? And they're like, oh, I like my whatever. And then like find out what round that shoots and then buy him bulk ammo of that gun.
Yeah.
That's like a good gift. Like if someone was like, hey, Sean, what do you like to shoot? And I'm like, I like my Glock and it's 9mm or whatever the thing is, right?
Yeah.
If someone gets me 1,000 rounds of 9 for Christmas, already, I don't want anything else. That's perfect.
There's the big ticket item.
Well, ammo, because even if you got me 100 rounds of ammo for Christmas, it's not that expensive, and yeah. I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, you can pick any amount.
Yeah. You don't have to get me like a pallet of 5,000 rounds.
If you're going low balling on like, so we'll go low to high. Okay. So low, holster.
Yeah, like a $50 holster is a good gift.
Yeah.
The thing is like oftentimes if you're getting gift for someone, like I have a buddy who fishes a lot, and I don't know much about fishing and like the equipment and stuff. Yeah, so if I get him the wrong thing, and then I spent like $70 on a thing, and then I'm like, ah, shit, I got him a thing he's never going to use.
Yeah.
I just wasted money. So like for gun stuff, like keep it simple, because like you don't want to get a guy like a specific like magazine, and you're like, oh, he doesn't have that gun, you know? So,
you can always buy more mags. Yeah. Mags is a good one.
Yeah.
So holster, mags, cleaning kit, if he doesn't have a cleaning kit yet.
Yeah.
Anything like that. It would always be good for a guy. Like that's the first like... three things you need to be set.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like a range bag.
Range bag. One thing my dad got me is he got me a bunch of targets and then like gun cleaner. And that was like one of my parents would always get me like a few gifts or whatever, but they were small stuff. That was like one of the small gifts is like, here's like 20 paper targets and then like some gun cleaner and like a little kit that was like a cheap little like travel kit.
Yeah.
But like that's still like a good gift. Like I used all of it, you know?
One singular can of Ballistol.
That is...
You'll never have to buy another one.
I don't know if we've talked about Ballistol on the pod before, on the cast, but Ballistol is the best gun cleaner in the entire world.
Yeah.
You buy one $20 bottle of it, and it's lasted me like my lifetime. It looks like you got
like car parts in your fucking, you're working on your car in your office. You're like, nah, I just dip my guns in that.
Yeah, dip them in there.
But even better, they don't want you to know this, but the best way to clean your gun is to dump it in the used oil bin at the back of the O'Reilly's.
Yeah, that's...
They don't want you to know, but you can walk right in,
uh-huh.
your AR-15 out, and just dump it in there.
Big O'Reilly doesn't want you to know that.
Big O'Reilly does not want you... It's legal. Completely legal. They can't stop you.
And that's... Case, I'm sorry to call you out, but Big O'Reilly is your porn name, right?
It's like that was my name in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you change it?
Because I got small...
Oh, well, that, and I think people were calling you Pig O'Reilly because they were like making fun of your weight.
I swear to God, I'd be walking around pigging it up.
Let's pig up.
Dude, have you ever seen a man eat more food than me?
Besides maybe.
Yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm a pretty fat hog, too. We do.
Fucking slop for the fat hog. Dude, ass.
The last time we got sushi, I took
that
a.
Was so bad.
That was so bad.
Fucking massacre.
We ordered 3 rolls of sushi and then like a fried rice thing, and we fucking destroyed the entire plate and like. Less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. There's a time whenever you went and shot, and then you bought me that nice lunch after. And
yeah.
I ordered something, and it was like 3 different types of chicken on one plate. So I took a picture of it and sent it to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then she was like, damn, that looks good. And by the time she texted me back, I sent back it all gone. And she was like, there was 7 minutes between those 2 texts. And I was like, I was outside all day, babe.
You ate like a pound and a half of chicken in like 7 minutes.
It was a fried chicken, baked chicken, chicken salad, and then it was like Brussels sprouts with bacon and something else.
They gave you like bread or something. They gave you like a dinner roll or something with it. But
it was on like a wooden plate, so it looked like a fucking peasant had just slopped up the last of the soup bowl after I was done. It was bad.
Food whore! Refreshments now!
I still have that picture saved. It's great.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well, in fairness to you, I did help you eat that because I had my meal too, and I finished mine because you got more food than I did.
Don't take this from me.
Okay, never mind. You ate it all.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Don't even look at my food and say you ate it.
Are we gonna have a fucking problem, Case?
This guy didn't eat any of my food, guys. I ate all 3 of those chickens like a fat fucking hog.
Don't lie to the people. We share our food.
But
we're too poor.
Yeah. Go cheap, buy him mags, buy him a holster, buy him a gun cleaning kit, buy him ammo. Never try to buy him a gun unless you really know what it is, and never try to buy him an optic. It might not fit. Now you just have a $300 fucking piece of junk that he has to buy a new gun for. And then never... Gun safe's a big one. Don't buy that. It's like $750.
It's like... Well, the thing is, I don't think we have to tell people to not buy expensive stuff because, like, there's very few people that are, like, going and getting people... Like a $1,000 gun or whatever. Like, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the only example I have of that is like, I have gotten guns as Christmas gifts before from like my dad.
But that's like a talk before.
Yeah. And that's like, it's exactly, that's what it was. And then also, it's not like my dad like got that gun and then handed it to me at Christmas. He was like, this is staying in my safe, but you let me know when you want to shoot it and we'll go together, which is a great thing to do for a kid.
And even though you have a safe, we're not big on using safe.
Yeah. Guys. I'm not a huge safe guy.
If you got a, man, and you guys don't have kids, you should fucking buy one of those Yeti coolers and fill it with other shit.
Yeah,
and that should be his gift. That, if you're going to buy a safe, which is $750, you could buy a Yeti cooler, fill it with snacks, ammo, other shit before you buy him a fucking safe.
Also, I feel like gun guys are really easy to get gifts for because even if you're not getting them a gun thing, get them like shit they need anyway, like new shoes, socks. Like,
why the fuck you need a safe?
I mean,
if you're using your gun, you don't need it.
If you have kids or like I have guns that are too valuable and I don't like to shoot them, I keep those in my safe.
I'm sick of the kid agenda.
I know.
It's terrorizing the gun community.
Well, the far right's calling them breeders
now. I'm starting to think kids shouldn't have guns.
I'm starting to think we should give guns to people who don't have kids.
Yeah, that's fine. But as soon as kids are in the agenda, these guns are always just going off.
I think kids...
Guns start shooting themselves around kids.
If you look at the mortality rate of kids, it's like they're all staying alive now. I'm like, maybe that's not what God intended.
Yeah.
Maybe like half of them should die of scarlet fever.
What's the age the kids should get at 22?
8 years old.
Yeah, probably 8 or 9.
8 or 9. And then also make sure you give them like toy water guns and BB guns before that.
I bet the YouTube agenda would change real quick if every 8 and 9 year old had a 22. They'd be like, "Ah, they do kill people."
Dude, did you see Demolition Ranch gave his 5 year old son a bolt action 22?
Did he?
Well, I mean, I say that it's kind of like how my dad gave me a gun, where he's like, "We're gonna go shooting, and this is your gun." But then, like, you know, it stayed with my dad. That's what Demolition Ranch did. Where he's
not next to his son's bed.
No, he didn't. He didn't bring it to school with him.
My dad got me this.
Didn't hide it in his lunchbox. 5 years old.
We got video of him shooting it.
Yeah.
I like those videos of little kids shooting USPSA.
Yeah, that shit's awesome.
It's like, bro, what the fuck?
How is he better than me? He's
outshooting me. Why is this kid got an acro? What the hell?
Yeah, that actually makes me a little bit salty because I'm like, kids should learn with cheap stuff because I did.
Whenever there's like the 12-year-old kid shooting the USPSA match with like the outfit, their speed shirts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My first gun
Play baseball.
I shot a gun for the first time when I was 10 years old, and it was a Walter. And it sucked because it was a Walter, which are fine guns, but not this one. Like, this one was not good. I couldn't remember what it was, but it was a semi-automatic Walter of some kind. It was a long time ago, but it sucked. And then my next gun after that was a Glock, and I was like, this is so much better.
Oh, guns are cool.
And I was like, oh, fuck, it's good.
We had to start a podcast journal so that we can know what we talk about too much. And we got like 45 ACP slander is banned and Glock slobber is fucking banned.
Yeah, Glock fanboy.
So you're cut off.
I'm no more Glock talk. I'm sorry.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was bad. I know.
All right. Shouldn't get somebody for a Christmas gift? Glock. They're gross, disgusting guns.
No, get me
They're
a Glock.
They're unreliable.
Get me a Glock. They're unreliable? Fuck off.
That's what I hear. They're made of plastic.
Good. Yeah, they're amazing. Plastic's in my balls, plastic in my Glock.
Yeah, whenever there was that myth that you couldn't, that Glock shouldn't be allowed in America because they can get through metal detectors.
That's from Die Hard. I know. That's how stupid that is.
They're spreading that in the news.
They tried to like pass laws about banning Glocks because of fucking Die Hard. You know how insane that is?
Good movie.
Hans Gruber.
All right, so next topic.
Yeah.
This is an important one.
Uh-huh.
Let's get serious.
Yeah.
We're not gifted anymore.
Nope.
We lost someone.
We did lose somebody.
He died a while ago, too.
Editor, put taps under this part right here. Okay, we lost a very important person in the gun community. Not as tragic as Paul Harrell, but this guy was Jim Sullivan, the inventor of the AR-15 and the Mini-14. Now, Case, you might be thinking, wait, I thought Eugene Stoner invented the AR-15. And you'd be right, he did. But Eugene Stoner invented the AR-10, which is like an AR-15 that shoots like 308, and it's big and blocky, and you've seen pictures of the AR-10.
Yeah.
That's like the weird charging handle that's like an upside-down trigger on the top of it.
Yeah.
This guy, Jim Sullivan, took the AR-10 and then downsized it to shoot .223, and he worked with Gene Stoner, and he was like his partner. So there's certain things about the AR-15, like the sights on the AR-15, the plunger-style charging handle, the safety, and then the buffer system. These are... Jim Sullivan did all of that, and he died recently.
And like, he's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Other things that Jim Sullivan did, he took the M14, not the M1A, the M14,
yeah,
and then turned it into the Mini 14 for Bill Ruger.
Which is pretty good.
That's impressive to
I've
do
shot
that.
A couple of those.
Yeah. Well, it's like in gun design, people think like, oh, it's you just make the part smaller. It's like way more complicated than that, you know?
It shoots about the same as a AR-15 because it's the same caliber. Uh-huh. And then it just feels heavier because it's wood.
Yeah.
But the irons on it are really nice.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the thing is, like, you got to think when this stuff was made, and this is, like, the 70s and early 80s we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, like, back then, there was not, like, red dot sights, and there wasn't, like, mounting options. So you couldn't, like, customize your gun in a way that you can now. So the Mini 14 back then was, like, a pretty good alternative to the AR-15 if you didn't have, like, access to it, you know?
Me and all my homies love Circle Trident. Iron sights.
They're so good, though.
The Trident front is so nice.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, we shot the M1 Garand a fair amount, and, like, those sights are awesome on that gun.
Yummy.
They're good.
They're so easy to line up. And then...
It's intuitive, yeah.
Iron sights on pistols.
Yeah.
You're supposed to tell me I'm supposed to put the square where?
Brother,
I'm supposed to put the square between what? I can't figure this out. Put a dot on this.
Just pretend it's Legos.
Yeah.
Or, like, the crenellations on a castle wall. That's a big word for you, crenellation.
We've talked about it before, but so the ammo was what went wrong with the AR.
Yeah.
The M16 in Vietnam. And one thing you were telling me about, Jim Sullivan, is that he was trying to write letters about that.
Yeah, so there was like a big lawsuit against the Department of Defense from Colt because they were making the M16. I think we talked about the whole ammo thing in Vietnam before, so I won't bore you with that. But basically, Jim Sullivan and Gene Stoner and Colt were all involved in like lawsuits against the DOD because they knew that the DOD had like sabotaged the ammo that was sent to soldiers and stuff, and that was what was fucking up their gun.
Yeah.
And so when they found out about that, they like sued people and tried to like reach out, and it ended up not being anything. Like nothing came of that other than the DOD went whoops and then changed the ammo back, and the gun started working magically again, but then never like apologized or acknowledged it. So,
but one man did.
Yeah, so Jim Sullivan, you can actually look up videos of him, like, talking when he's, like, an old man. And he, like, to his dying day was, like, pissed about this. Like, he was so mad because he's like, I don't know how many soldiers that got killed, but they were holding my gun. And so, like, he would try to write letters to, like, a bunch of, like, veterans' families and stuff and, like, basically just, like, apologize to them and, like, support them and stuff. So he's, like, a really nice guy. Like, a good guy, like, you know?
It wasn't my fault. They changed the stuff.
But, like, that myth survived to this day where it's like, oh, the M16 jams. And it's like, it didn't, though. It was bad ammo.
Jim did not survive to this day.
Jim did not survive.
So we will carry on his legacy and let you know.
I'll carry on his legacy.
We would have won Vietnam.
Yep.
If it wasn't for the military budget.
They didn't let us win.
Yeah.
We
were sabotaged.
Yeah. What else? Oh, two things about Jim Sullivan. He invented the first 100-round AR-15 magazine.
Swag.
Which is fucking awesome.
Shit was long.
Yeah, it was just a big, long banana magazine.
Yeah, put that shit in your pocket.
And it worked. He also invented the Ultimax machine gun, which is supposed to be like a portable replacement to the BAR. And also, like, it was supposed to be like a lighter version of the M240, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
that one looks pretty cool.
It looks like one of Gene Stoner's gun because, like, Sullivan worked with Stoner for so long. It kind of looks like the Stoner 63 a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like the version of the Stoner 63 that came after it.
Watch a video of Jim Sullivan shooting it, right?
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah, that's one that pops up.
Yeah, he's dumping a 100-round mag into like a rock right in front of him, and it's just destroys it. Which he invented. Which I invented.
Yeah. It also works as a bipod.
So he also made, like, one of the last things he was working on before he died was a quadruple buffer system, which basically slowed down the fire rate of a full-auto M16 or a M4 or whatever. And basically it turned the fire rate from, like, 650 to, like, 450. And so it was, like, kind of like a grease gun fire rate. It was like, chuck, 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 chuck.
And then it could be more controlled.
Yeah, and he was like, it's a quick optional thing. You just replace the buffer by taking one pin out and putting the new thing in. and then you've got a slower fire rate. And it was just like an option you could like change if you liked the slower fire
rate. Did he finish that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a machine gun part, so you can't like buy it, but
I think that M16, M4, yeah, like it's pretty perfect fire rate is 650.
I think, but it's
going
good, yeah,
slower would be more controllable.
I think it's a preference thing, because like people praise the grease gun for its slow rate of fire, and I think that makes sense in its role. And I think if you're going to give the M4 to people who are like, you know, truck drivers or radio guys, then yeah, it makes sense to have given that slower rate of fire in certain contexts. But
what is it? Yeah. Grease gun, AK, AR.
In terms of what? Like
speed.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
rate of fire.
I can't think of a gun that's slower than the grease gun.
Because I didn't say the AK is slower and people.
Specifically the AKM. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. But people will say like, it's more controllable because it's slower. It's like, yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah, because the difference is, like, the AKM has that big, like, flash hider on it that makes it kick, like, it changed the recoil pattern in a helpful way, and then they made it fire slower than the AK-47. Yeah. But so, then
5.56, just a perfect round for shooting automatic.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, you can see everybody shoot M4s, and they're flat as a fucking yeah, you lock down. And then the M249, which is just basically a belt fed.
Yeah, has no recoil.
Yeah, there's yeah, videos of people dropping whole 200-round mag or belt fed.
Standing, not even, they're not yeah, resting the gun they, on anything.
You don't
yeah,
see anything. And yeah, then with like a Bravo, M240 Bravo,
yeah,
which that goes up to 7.62, right?
Yeah, they, well, yes, they do.
Yeah,
yes.
And it fucking, it'll kick if you're standing and holding it.
Yeah, but that's 308, and the fire rate on those is pretty stout. You know,
is it 308?
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You can do conversions on the barrels, but yes, they're normally 308 yeah, is the, yeah, the Bravos.
But, yeah, so it just like is perfect. Okay, next topic.
Yeah, rest this in peace, Jim.
Great.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dick Cheney incident.
Oh yeah, dude. So do you want to talk about this, or you want me to like cover the facts?
Cover the facts.
Okay, I'll cover the facts. So here's, everybody knows Dick Cheney shot a guy in a hunting accident, right? That's like common knowledge, I think. Dick Cheney, vice president.
But whenever you think about it, you don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah, because the guy lived, like the victim of this shooting lived. It was like a hunting accident. They were bird hunting. So here's what happened. Dick Cheney was on like a hunting trip, and he had a lot of his friends with him. And one of the guys he brought was like this 78-year-old Republican lawyer named Whittington.
Yeah.
And Cheney was like hanging out with a bunch of boys, and Whittington had like gone away to like go grab something. And then as Whittington was like reapproaching the group of shooters, a bird flew away from Whittington's footsteps. Cheney saw the bird and then swung around and shot at it, and he hit Whittington. So
Cheney's a bad shot.
Cheney's a bad shot, and also was just like, he sees a bird and immediately just fucking opens fire and doesn't check about it. He did like a 180 spin and just shot immediately, by the way.
By the way, every time I've went bird hunting, this is always kind of the way the situation is.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is going on whenever you get shotgun in people's hands and you guys are all walking a line to shoot birds, but everybody thinks just because you're aiming a little bit above someone else's head, you can take shots.
You can just do whatever you want. It's so crazy.
It's the yeah, one gun that spreads. Don't do that.
And also, like, dude, you're in the fucking woods. Like, you can't see shit because there's yeah, trees. It's just, oh, it's so sketchy. So anyway, Dick Cheney shot this guy. And because he was, Whittington at this point was like 30-ish yards away. No one agrees on the specifics of it, but it was like 30-ish yards. And Dick Cheney shot him with a 28-gauge shotgun. So these pellets are like spraying everywhere. Like at 30 yards with a 28 gauge, I mean, your spread is like fucking 3.5 feet. So, I mean, this guy was peppered by it. He got hit. Whittington got hit in the face, neck, and the chest, which is like top three places you don't want to get shot.
And
yeah,
he got the worst symptoms.
Yeah. So, okay, this guy got hit in the face and neck and like had really bad blood loss, but then he was in the intensive care unit for about a week, and the doctors decided to leave about 20 pellets in his body because they would be too dangerous to take out. And then this guy had a heart attack later because there was a shotgun pellet in his heart, stuck in his heart.
Would it be lead? Would
yes,
it be supposed to be lead? Yeah, lead. So you're going to get fucking lead poisoning too.
So he had lead just stuck in his vital organs and face and neck.
He had a collapsed lung.
He had a collapsed lung. It filled with blood.
Yeah, and then there's pictures of him when he was released. And he just has, like, it looks like he has pimples all over his face.
Yeah.
And his neck is,
like, purple.
Yeah. Like, he got fucking choked out by Dick Cheney. Probably for getting shot by him. Hey, you're going to mess up my fucking run, bud. By the way, My favorite part about this whole story is once he was released, he apologized to Dick Cheney.
Yeah, he was like, my bad.
My bad for you shooting me. Which, Dick Cheney was a pretty dangerous man. He basically, everybody kind of knows, Dick Cheney kind of was the president.
Yeah, basically, for certain parts of that administration.
Like, he was the most, like, in-office vice president ever who was changing shit.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure you don't want to fuck with him, so... Dick Cheney says apologize, you're apologizing.
Yeah, for sure. And also, like, this guy was, like, a lawyer. Yeah. And then Dick Cheney was, like, president during 9/11 and, like, making all these big decisions. Like, it was not a good time. Yeah.
But the reason we bring it up is because that's a situation most of our viewers are going to find themselves in, wherever they're going to go bird hunting.
Yeah.
And that is literally the most dangerous shit ever.
So, yeah.
And what does every fucking country guy want to do whenever you go
bird hunting? They want
to go bird hunting.
Yeah, they want to do bird hunting. They want to just, like, let's go hunt and walk
around. They want to go get drunk and do it.
Yeah.
They always want to get drunk.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Just don't mix the alcohol and the guns.
It's a very simple rule. And
have we done that before?
Not you and me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have.
You mix alcohol and guns?
I don't do it, but I've done it.
I do every night.
So, I basically was at a friend's house on 4th of July.
Uh-oh.
And this person owns, like, a lot of land. And we were shooting shotguns. And I had a few drinks, but, like, I wasn't, like, drunk. But I was drinking beer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, two or three, I'd say. And then we had a great idea to trap shoot fireworks. Like, you know those, like... It's not a Roman candle. It's like you set it down and it shoots like streamers into the air. Like,
yeah.
And then there's like a 1 or 2 second delay between each one. And I was like, that's perfect for trap shooting. And so we were like shooting them out of the air before they could blow up.
Hell yeah.
Which is awesome. If you can do that, that's great. It's really hard too. But I was like 3 or 4 drinks in during that. But, you know, practice gun safety, nothing happened.
Well, you forgot to tell the part wherever. It was 4th of July, so of course you put a 50 BMG at a 40-degree angle and shot into the air.
We did not do that.
Just making sure.
We didn't shoot any guns into the air other than shotguns, which is safe to do that. But
we had to talk about that. We can add that into a podcast discussion.
You want to talk about that?
4th of July, like every year, someone gets hit by a fucking bullet falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, how actually, like, could that happen in all this stuff? And we basically figured out it's pretty...
easy, like, yeah. It's, yeah.
They were, like, I think if you're at, like, a 60-degree angle and you shoot a 9mm, it'll go, like, 6 miles away.
Yes, that's about right.
And people are like, oh, well, it won't be as dangerous when it falls down.
It's exactly as fast as it is going out of the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only thing that, like, really changes is it starts spiraling a little bit, kind of like a football.
It's, like, keyholed a little bit.
And yeah.
Yeah, so it's not going to be as accurate, which makes it more dangerous.
Yeah.
And
if
then,
you're in, like, mile 1 to 3, you're in pretty big trouble.
Yes, absolutely. So that's why, like, so, but you might be thinking, like, well, why are shotguns okay to shoot into the air? It's because the pellets don't weigh anything.
Yeah.
So when they fall, they don't, like, get that velocity back. They just lose it. So shotguns are safe to fire in the air within reason. I mean, like, if you shoot a shotgun straight into the air, you will feel those pellets and they hurt, but they're not, like, as medically significant as, like, a 9mm bullet.
Is it more dangerous to shoot, like, a 9 straight up? Or, like, a round straight up, or at, like, a 45, 60?
Well, they're the same. They're just as dangerous as each other, but if you shoot a gun, like, a 9mm straight into the air, like, straight up,
it's going to come near you.
That's more dangerous for you.
Yeah.
But if you shoot at, like, a 45-degree angle, that's more dangerous for someone who's, like, 3 miles that way.
I thought there was, like, and the reason it's dangerous is because everybody's heard the fucking myth that if you're on top of the Empire State Building, you drop a penny and it comes down and hits you, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Which isn't true. Because
it's not true.
The falling velocity of a penny is a certain speed.
Yes.
And that will just bounce and hurt a little bit.
Yes.
This bullet immediately breaks that, like, tenfold.
Yes.
That velocity.
Yes.
So it can lose a little bit of velocity, but it hits the ground basically the same.
And it's retained its velocity to a degree, like, it's still lethal and it's still a bullet being fired out of a gun.
Yeah.
Even if it's gone all the way up into the sky and fallen back down. So
once a bullet goes in the air, the bullet only knows to go home.
Yes, and go home it will.
Go home is gravity. Gravity bring it to home, and home is you.
So if you know anyone who shoots guns in the air, don't ever talk to them again. They're retarded.
Every 4th of July, be at least 7 miles away from the bad part of town.
Yeah.
And or the country.
And if you're going to shoot guns on 4th of July, which I encourage you to do, make sure you get a good backstop or you're shooting, like, pellet shotguns in like a really safe way. Like, don't be dangerous.
You should just shoot a bow and arrow straight up in the air.
That is even worse.
That's the worst one.
That, maybe not even worse. It's just as bad.
You haven't seen people who do that shit?
Dude, that's so bad.
You shoot a bow and arrow straight up in the air and then everybody like runs away. Yeah, they're like, it's like, oh, in movies. Yeah, but it's like way more dangerous because the arrow is going to go like...
close to where you are.
Yeah, but nobody knows where. And it's so small. It's literally going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think it's fucking spear from thrown from Leonidas.
Okay. So we brought up last pod, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 2.0.
Yeah, we did talk
about it. Some guy at the range had it. It just released, and we were like, this thing's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But, like, I was really interested in it, so I looked up a lot of shit about it.
Yeah.
It's doing great.
Case did his research for this Bodyguard. He's been sending me stuff about it, and I've been reading a little bit about it, and we held one today. We didn't shoot one. But
no bad reviews yet.
I haven't seen anything bad about it, and I got to say, after holding it and, like, messing with the trigger and seeing the sights, it's, like, it's pretty good. Like, it's solid. It made me think, like, you know, because I have my carry gun and I really like it and we train with it all the time and stuff. But I was like, man, I'm wondering if I should like change my carry gun because this is so good.
Summertime.
Yeah, that summertime. Like that might be my next purchase because it's so good.
Summertime Smith & Wesson.
I don't own a 380 as well. Like,
yeah, so what do you think of it being 380?
I think 380 is totally fine for self-defense. Like, but it's more limited than 9mm. Like, you remember that we talked about like that Dickon drill where he shot a guy from 40 yards away?
Can't make it that far.
I feel like, well, it'd be way harder. You could, but it'd be like so much more work on your part to do stuff like that.
And 22 would be easier to hit with, but it would be...
it's just different. The 22 is like harder to be more accurate with, in my opinion, but there's less recoil. And generally speaking, the sights on 22 guns are not as good, so you want to put a dot on there. It's just more complicated, you know?
So would you rather have the 380 Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 2.0, or would you rather have it in 22?
Bodyguard, for sure.
If they had a Bodyguard in a 22 variety.
Oh, no, I'd take 380 over 22.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I'd want a bigger, like...
For self-defense, yeah.
Yeah, 22 is perfect for, like, killing small game, making YouTube videos about how it can kill people.
Yeah.
And shooting people in the back of the head.
Yeah.
That's like the three things it does.
My thing is like 22 is like not as good at immediately stopping threats as bigger calibers.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly lethal. Like if you shoot someone with 22, like they're probably going to die.
Yeah. But then everybody always brings up the thing that, you know, 22's the round that's killed the most people. It's like, yeah, it's the fucking cheapest round.
It's the cheapest round. It's the most widely used. Yeah, so, that's why. Yeah, obviously.
It's just like, did you know that there's Chinese people in China? Yeah. They're everywhere.
Well, they're like, hammers kill more people than rifles. I'm like, well, shouldn't we give our soldiers hammers then instead of M16s?
Hammers nail more nails than screws. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah. That was extremely profound what you just said. I'm going to put that on my toilet seat cover and look at it every time I peek over my balls and look at that every time.
I had a boss who, he wasn't the boss, but he was under the boss, and he would be like, by the way, I'm that boss's hammer, and he was like a dick all the time, somebody was like, you're calling yourself a tool, and then like he was like, damn it, and then someone else at work made a t-shirt that was like, that guy's name, and it says, the hammer. And then he was, like, selling the shirts, and everybody loved it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Just a little off-topic right there, but... That's okay.
Bodyguard is good gun.
Bodyguard 2.0. Best gun that came out this year.
I might get one. Like, that would be a good thing to do, like, our first, like, Squibload review of a new gun.
If you get that membership, you can shoot it for free to see if you really like it.
I think I will do that. But that's for a different episode.
Yeah. We'll come back with the review.
By the way, Case, I'm surprising you with this topic, but I met a guy recently, and he has...
You're in love?
I met a guy. He's kind of cute. No. Nice. I made an acquaintance recently, and he has a pretty good collection of stuff, and I think we might be having some new Rack of the Week soon, since I have obtained access to new toys, but...
What's his social security number?
It ends in 382.
Oh, fuck. He does got some good stuff.
Well, he also, because it ends in three digits, because most social security numbers end in four digits.
Yeah, but he was pre that.
Yeah, he was pre-cum.
Yeah, pre-cum.
Yeah, and he's also Canadian. And there's
pre-cum makes babies?
It can. That's, believe it or not, it's the most potent.
Next, you're going to tell me 22 kills people.
You know, some people, like I was born after 8 months in the womb.
Yeah.
I think that's because I was a pre-cum baby.
What?
Yeah.
I thought pre-cum babies came out as like, I don't know, fucking...
Goro from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that maybe. Maybe I was like that.
pre-cum babies come out smaller.
There was a Chinese girl who was born with four arms, and, like, I read this article. Pre-cum. Probably pre-cum. But I read this article about how, like, the doctors in China, like, they sent them, like, the best. It was, like, their version of the Mayo Clinic and, like, all their best surgeons and stuff. And, like, they were super hard to, like, save this, like, baby girl's life and, like, take her extra arms away and make her normal. And then I read that going, like, fuck, dude, she could have been, like, the push-up champion.
Yeah.
Why would they take her arms off?
You took everything from her.
She's going to grow up being like, I'm half as strong as I could have been.
She could have been the pull-up champion. Every time her first arms get tired, she pulls out her second one.
Ah, it's bullshit.
Dude, she would have set the record.
I know. They should have. Why'd they ruin her?
Rockwall sees that, bitch.
There's all the Republicans who are like, we shouldn't let them mutilate our children and give them sex changes. I'm like, tell that to China. They're taking little girls' extra arms off.
Man, China's all for fucking researching and doing crazy shit when it's not them.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, and they're all about getting to age 120 and then figuring out that guy was actually dead. They love that scam.
They do love that.
I love getting on, like, Instagram and seeing the fucking Chinese scams where they're like, all these fish just keep swimming into the bottle. And you're like, okay. They're just pushing those in the bottle.
Yeah. They're like, they put a bunch of fish into like a river that's like 2 feet deep.
Dude, they just can't not make scammy TikToks.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, and you've got 1.4 billion people. I bet some of them are going to be scam artists and have internet access. Dude,
Temu just needs a second page, wherever it's fucking scammy TikToks only.
I want to order a Switch off of Temu.
Oh, yeah.
And you get it, and it shoots two rounds and blows up your gun somehow.
The guy who reviewed the PEC 15, which is night vision. Like, if you have night vision, it's the laser.
Invisible laser, yeah.
Yeah, infrared.
Yeah.
It's green. There's, like, they're, like, $2,000, and every time you watch a review, someone's got a peck on it. And we've said a million times, you do not need a peck.
You don't need one.
Unless you're making YouTube content.
You have night vision goggles.
Yeah. So, some guy reviewed the Temu peck, and it works just as good. Yeah. It's $200.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they made fake stickers to make it look like a real peck and all this stuff.
That's awesome.
And everybody's like, well, you buy it for airsofting. This guy put 1,000 rounds through his AR-15, and it didn't lose its hold.
It's, yeah, that's which is awesome. It's
good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, that works.
Just saved it.
That's $1,000.
$1,800.
That's 1,000 more rounds than I'll put through a real peck, so.
Yeah, pecks are so dumb, man.
Well, they're also just so overpriced and expensive. Like, it's just ridiculous.
When I shot them in the Marines, they fucking, we were shooting steel.
Yeah.
And you could see the peck. I told this story, I'm pretty sure. But you can see the peck reflect off of the metal, and then you go, you'd pull a trigger and go, ping, and you'd be like, whoa!
Yeah.
So, like I said before, probably, if the Taliban were metal people and it reflected pecks, we'd be really good at killing them.
Which is why the Terminator, the movie Terminator, is bullshit, because we'd
be able to... Yeah, we would have won.
Yeah, the humans would win.
Dude, we totally would win.
Yeah, they for sure would.
These people are robots, okay? Have you seen the military-industrial complex of America?
Yeah.
We have a missile for each one of those fucks.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about, like...
Apache helicopter machine gun rips Terminator.
I used to really like zombie stuff, like zombie movies and games and stuff. And then, like, you know, it became old hat quickly. But one of the things that always really bothered me about zombie media is, like, how did the world fall apart if, like... Like, the National Guard could just, like, kill every person in the world if they wanted
twice.
To. Yeah. Like, so if there was zombies who, like, zombies can't drive cars and, like, have suicide vests. Like, dude, they'd get fucked up by, like one battalion. We could fucking kill them
everybody
all.
Everybody a really good piece of advice right now. If you're ever in a conversation with somebody and they say something like, what's the best weapon to kill zombies with? The correct answer is to stop talking to them.
You shouldn't own a gun.
No, you shouldn't talk to them at all because they're fucking... Get a job. Stop worrying about the zombie apocalypse. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's also like so not real. Like you're gonna
have a Toyota Corolla, you just defeated the zombie apocalypse.
Ask them, hey, do you have a 401k? Because that's more important. Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to get old one day.
Tell me how you're going to pay your taxes this year.
Do you have any plans to move out of your mother's basement? No? All right.
So they say guns are the best, but shotguns will blow their heads off. But you never have to reload a machete.
Oh, my God.
And it's
God.
Like, yeah, dude, also, if you've watched every episode of The Walking Dead and you're listening to this podcast right now, stop listening to this podcast.
Please stop. Also, if you like Borderlands and you think it's really funny,
maybe stop. Borderlands is
the
game that, like, if your girlfriend likes video games, you play with her.
Yeah, or you're like
you
a little kid.
Turn your brain off.
If there's like a 13-year-old who likes Borderlands, that's cool. That's okay.
They fucked up the story of the third one too. Swig.
Oh, they ruined the great lore that is Borderlands.
Yeah, it used to be good, but then
that's
they
like,
ruined.
Hey, someone smeared my shit. It's not good anymore.
Dude, Yeah, they was like the second one. They had a dumb joke about a unicorn, and then like they kept the joke running so long that the dumb unicorn joke that was just a little ad lib became a boss in the game.
I'm like embarrassed on behalf of other people who like that shit. It's so bad.
There's a billion guns, Sean.
Oh, you should love it. This is a gun fantastic podcast. Yes, I love horribly made guns that don't. They feel like Nerf guns. They're so not good. Yeah,
the art style is gay.
Yeah, it is gay. It's like we made comic books, but it's like LGBTQ friendly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good game. All right. Now we will go to... Oh, yeah. I can tell my story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. There was a big debate. Is the Acro just good because of its name? Sean owns an Acro.
I do own an Acro.
So somebody said the Hollow Sun 507 CX2 competes with it.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper. And by cheaper, it's $400 in your... Acro 6, so it's not that much cheaper.
$200. I mean, it's at 60% of the price, basically.
You don't have to have a battery in it. It's solar powered.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Anyways, Sean, straight edge guy. He'll pay for anything the right way.
Yeah.
Not me. Everything I got mostly is from Facebook Marketplace.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and I just keep going. Anyways, and I'm always like, Sean, I got the good one this time. So Hollow Sun 507 CX2 is like... $450 on the website with shipping and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I bought it on Marketplace in the worst purchase ever, like the sketchiest gas station in the middle of the hood.
Awesome.
From a guy in all sweats who had a lisp and was might have been on crack for $100.
So you got 25%. You paid 25% of its market value for this, like, supposedly working.
We shot it today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying you did something bad. I'm just saying, like, that's a crazy good deal for a Red Dot site that works. I mean, even if it's shitty, like...
And I made the mistake of asking him at this gas station, like, why are you selling this?
Yeah.
Should have just bought it and left.
Just, you don't even say anything.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I had a Glock 19 and I switched to a Glock 43X. But as he was saying this, he lifted up his shirt and pulled his Glock 43X out. And this old homeless lady was like, what are you doing? Like, yelling at us. Yeah. And I was like, oh... buying gun bots, fuck off. And she was like giving me shit about it. This guy had a Glock 43X, he's carrying it. That's the concealed one.
Yeah.
If, for everybody who doesn't know. But then he had a 30 round mag. So he's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Just buy another mag, put it in your pocket.
I'm going to get a really small gun that I can conceal, but then I'm going to put this giant fucking stick at the end of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
And the fucking, before that, he was concealing that Glock 19 with the fucking 507 X2, which is huge.
Why do ghetto dudes love extended mags?
They love them. Why? And that makes you, like, more susceptible to, there's like three rappers who were killed in that 1 year.
Yeah.
Who all had, like, a Glock on them with, like, a big ass 30 round mag. And the first bullet jams, and they got shot.
Yeah, they bought the Korean $13 mag, and it's like, why won't this work?
The Temu special. But, so, yeah, I bought some. For $100, to save $500, or to save $350, you have to see this guy sketch you the fuck out.
Yeah. Which, was it worth it? I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you lived, so.
Since he had the 43, he actually went to buy a dot for it, and I have, like, the cheapest little SIG dot.
Yeah.
That's worth $200. Just paid $100 for a $450 optic. And he's like, man, I'd buy that off you. How much do you want for it? And me just winging it, I was like, $100. So I'd get my money back if I sold this to him.
Yeah.
So I would trade a $200 optic for a $450 optic.
It basically, it's like almost free.
Yeah.
Almost free.
Well, I have to go meet this freak again if I do that.
Which, I don't know. That's, I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah. But, so, we fucked up and didn't get it sighted in right.
Well,
And it's not on a Glock yet, so we can't say it's better. But I already know it's not going to be better than the Acro because it's not a dot. It's a...
holographic.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. So, Case is like, oh, we didn't sight it in right. And, like, that's, like, half of our fault. But the other thing is, like, so, the Acro and then also Trigicons have this really cool feature where you can sight in the gun with the rim of whatever cartridge that's designed for.
Yeah.
So, like, the rim of 9mm or, like, the rim of 223, you can use that as a sighting tool for these optics. Or, like, certain optics, like, not Hollow Suns, fucking EOTEX, you sight them in with a button. You don't even need to twist anything. Yeah. It's, like, a button on top of the gun. So, one of the things that I don't like about this optic, and, like, we'll judge it later, but,
oh,
like...
Oh, my God, it sucks.
Dude, to sight this gun in, you need, like, the most specific kind of flathead screwdriver, which is tiny. And then, like, we couldn't... It was so goddamn stiff that even with a screwdriver, I'm, like... I was like worried I was gonna like break it because it's like, dude, I'm having to turn this super hard.
It might be like a certain tool that I'm gonna Google it whenever, because it's not even a flathead shape. It's like circular, small.
And because you bought it from a crackhead, like he didn't give you
the every box. Hollow Sun I bought's from a crackhead. And they all work great.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm saying the optics work, but like because you didn't get the box with it, like they probably give you like a specific tool to sight it in.
Yeah.
And if you lose that tiny piece of plastic, it's like, well, fuck. Now I gotta go.
Whenever we went to put it on my gun, by the way, I pulled out like four different sizes of
screws. Oh my
god. That go on optics. So I'm fucking building the army.
Yeah, Hollow Sun army.
I have two Hollow Suns on my guns, and then I have a Sig Romero, a Hollow Sun box with a Sig in it, and then like five different types of screws.
Oh no.
Yeah, and no instructions.
You're just a man with a plan trying to figure out your way in this world.
Yeah, the first thing everybody does whenever they sell their optics on marketplace is throw away the instructions.
So I know we shot a few rounds in it. We got it sighted in to a degree where if you know your hold, you can still kind of hit where you're meaning to.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it was horribly off and unusable. Like it was just not quite sighted in all the way.
Yeah.
But the windage was good. The elevation was a little bit off, right?
Whenever I figured out the hold, though, I shot the middle out really easy.
Yeah, you
were. But I mean,
it
was a 9mm
carbine.
Carbine, not a fucking pistol. So
yeah, easier to shoot with.
So easy, yeah.
Easy mode with that carbine, but what do you think of it? I mean, first impressions. Like, I know, again, we didn't quite get it set in, but what do you think of it as an optic?
For $100, it's great.
Yeah.
Trigicon's always going to be better. And so I was buying this because, guys, I might be building a Glock.
Yeah.
I might be making a Glock 19 or Glock 17.
Oh, yeah.
With a dot.
Hey, what was the rule about Glock slobber?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hate it.
Where it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
I'm finally going to change my mind about Glocks being the best guns.
I think I might ball out and get a Trigicon whenever I do it now.
Oh, really?
Like I'm interested.
Do you mean an aimpoint acro or a Trigicon?
Trigicon.
Okay.
I like the acro. It's too big
for me. It is big.
Are they the same price?
No. They're close. The Trigicon is a little bit cheaper. Trigicon
you
is
got
like
a deal when you bought that, though.
I did.
Sean's in the military. I was bringing up that I wanted a military discount whenever we bought this.
Yeah.
And then Sean bought it, and he just fucking put the military discount on it.
Didn't ask anything.
Yeah. But
whatever.
Yeah. We almost straw-manned it, too.
Case with the straw-man shit.
I love it.
Oh, man.
That was scary.
That was.
I learned what the straw-man was that day.
Dude, they were, like, looking at you after that.
I'll just buy it for you, buddy.
They were like,
said that at a gun store.
They were like, no.
I was like, I'm just kidding. All right.
Oh, real quick, while we're on this topic of Trigicon, I will admit I've balled out and I bought some expensive optics in the past.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the Acro is like the best red dot sight I've ever shot, and I have shot a good amount of like what I consider to be high quality stuff. Like I've shot like EOTech holographics, Trigicon RMRs, other aimpoint like aimpoint scopes and stuff like that. I've also shot like Vortex scopes as well.
I think the SRO might be a good option.
Yeah, the SRO is a Trigicon red dot for rifles.
Yeah.
And I have not shot that, but I believe that it's very good.
They put it on fucking pistols, right?
It's yes.
It's huge. It's the biggest one.
You should put it on a rifle. Like, yeah. I think the SRO is better on a rifle than it is a pistol.
It's the giant circle.
It's a big old circle.
It's the opposite of the cube. It's the sphere.
So it's like an Aimpoint T2 is kind of like the SRO in the sense that, like, those are optics for rifles, but they're only red dot sights. They have no magnification.
Yeah.
So I think they're good on, like, if you're doing, like, a fighting carbine, like, you know, like a close-range gun that's a rifle, that's a good thing to have. A
lot of optic talk this week.
Yeah, a lot of
optic talk. If you don't own a gun with an optic,
you're wrong.
Get off the pod. you're poor.
You're voted off the island.
The cheapest ones are $200. Once you get good, it's about $300 more.
Okay. And
you're poor. Buy an optic.
Basically, all the good brands have like a lifetime warranty. So even if yours breaks, like I've broken an optic before. I mean,
yeah.
One of my optics was broken before. And
shut the fuck up.
You want to tell
me? I broke it.
Oh, no.
I hit it on the concrete. It was bad.
You want to tell that story?
Or I don't even remember what happened. I fucking
you want me to tell the story?
I put the AR down, and then you're supposed to bang the two pins out.
No.
To pop it in half, and the mount, or the optic was on the concrete when I did it.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be banging AR-15 retention pins in place.
Yeah, I was used to bad AR-15s from the military.
Yeah, you're used to Marine Corps, like, M16A4s with the pins that don't fit.
Because we won Iraq.
There's sand in the bitches.
We would have won Iraq if we didn't have... Yeah, well, that Trejacons they gave me in the Marine Corps didn't break.
The takedown pins on my AR-15, you can take one pointer finger and push them out. That's how gentle they are to take in and out. And Case is over there. He rests the gun on the scope on a concrete like barrier and smacks it as hard as he can to get these pins back in. And my scope snaps off my gun.
Did it snap off or didn't it? It was the mount that snapped.
Technically speaking, the mount is what broke.
That's bad welds.
I had a riser on my scope, which is a primary arm scope, and the riser broke, and I sent primary arms a message, and it was like, hey, I dropped my gun, and the riser fell off or broke or whatever, and I was like, can I just have a new mount? I don't need a new scope. I just want a new mount. And they sent me a new riser and mount, and it was all good for free. So
now you got two sights?
Yeah.
Well, dude, well, you should give that to me because I fucking got
one. Oh, it's on my MP5.
You're welcome. Hey, dude, free optic?
Yeah, they sent me a free optic.
Yeah, whenever you see those YouTube videos where they're like torture tests, they haven't met me.
They have not met Case.
I'll fucking break that
Case shit. Will torture test everything you put around him, and it's awesome.
Dude, I'll fucking break that shit so easily. I don't give a shit.
I'm like, Case, can you torture test this puppy? And you're like, give me that shit.
There's no way I couldn't break an optic. Oh, they we did all these tests and all this stuff. And like they're like, we burned it. We dragged it behind a car. Okay, you didn't fucking give it to me.
That's true. If I had wanted a torture test, like the durability of an optic, some people put like they'll put like a scope on a scar because it's very violent on the gun, you know? Right on the scope. Nah, dude, let Case have that shit.
I'm fucking violent.
Yeah, you are.
I'll break your iron sights off, bud.
I don't think you've ever done that. Oh, well.
Yeah, on the Glock 44.
That's true.
Broke the iron sight.
That's true. You did.
I don't give a shit. Beat that shit the fuck up.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We got a... Is the Vector good?
Oh, the Vector? The Chris Vector submachine gun?
Yeah.
I don't think it's good.
Well, have you guys ever played a video game and you were like, I want to reload a lot?
I want to pull the trigger for half of a second and then have to reload.
It's a cool idea.
It is a cool idea.
And I mean, everybody knows it because it looks so exciting.
It's a weird-looking gun, and the recoil system is very inventive and creative, and I do like that.
It looks like a Tesla Cybertruck at a fucking Wendy's.
I saw so many Cybertrucks at the airport.
Yeah, they're everywhere now. They're here. Yeah.
When they get dirty, they look disgusting.
Yeah.
It's going to be winter soon, so they're going to have like shit all over the rims.
Dude, comparing stuff to looking like Cybertrucks in the open is so funny. Did you see the guy who... It's stainless steel, and he buffed it so it was really shiny.
I did not see that.
It, like, reflects sunlight into cars and shit.
Oh, it becomes, like, a laser pointer in every driver's eyes. Bad. That's
they,
like, awful.
They had to make it so that you're not supposed to polish them.
Yeah, because they're just too fucking reflective. I didn't even think about that. That's bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they made it out of stainless steel because then it doesn't rust.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Vector...
Just buy a new car.
Yeah, definitely. Cars are... I mean, just get a car. Don't be a loser.
Yeah.
It's that simple, guys. The Vector is a gun that's kind of weird because you can't say, like, the Vector has an 1,100 rounds per minute fire rate because they make a lot of different kinds of Vectors, and there's also, like, kinds with shorter barrels or, like, putting a suppressor on it will affect the fire rate because it's...
Do they have drum mags?
Yeah, they do, but they're expensive, and then also, like... As a civilian, you can get a Vector with a stupidly long barrel on it, and it's semi-auto. But why would you ever buy a semi-auto Vector, in my opinion? I'm like, that's stupid.
Yeah, tons of people buy those.
Which is just ridiculous.
And they look so stupid. Remember when people said, like, whenever it first came out, the thing about the Vector was people would say, it's the perfect car, compact gun, because it's, like, a square with a flip stock.
Yeah, okay.
And then people were like, well, actually, if you just make an AR pistol.
Yeah.
Better.
Like a Honey Badger is like way better.
Yeah.
Like way better.
Sig Rattler
is way better.
Yeah.
So many good options that aren't a Vector.
I feel like loading the Vector would be so hard.
It's not super intuitive because the magazine release is on the front left of the gun. And so you have to take your support hand and hit a release and then get your new mag.
But getting the stick in that.
That too.
It's easy.
It's fine. I've only shot a vector once.
It looks like prom sex.
It does look like prom sex. It's fine in the hole. Awkward. Yeah.
When you gotta push it in that first time.
Semi-auto vectors are lame. Full auto vectors, I'm assuming, are much, much better.
Yeah, that's the only way you're supposed to fucking shoot those.
But I still think, like, even with full auto, like, if you're, like, a military guy or whatever, a vector is definitely not going to be your first choice.
Remember when we were at a gun store? And yeah. They had lots of, you know, exotic stuff. And they had a MG42. Yeah. But it was semi-auto. Yes. Like, on the table.
Uh-huh.
And some guy was like, yeah, that one's automatic. That's why it's so much. And we were like, there's no MG42 that's only $10,000.
They didn't just set out a transferable machine gun from World War II on this table.
Yeah, and a semi-auto version is $10,000.
Yeah. Do you know how much the full-auto ones are? Because I do.
Hundreds.
I saw the cheapest one I have ever seen was $95,000.
Yeah.
And it was a transferable MG42 that was manufactured in 1944.
You could probably get an M240 for... like 20, 50?
Like $20,000? No way. Not even close.
Really?
No, way more.
Really?
Way more.
Like every machine gun under an FFL would be just like 50,000 starting usually. What's the cheapest one?
Well, it depends, because if you're talking about like law letter machine guns or SOT machine guns, the prices are different.
Like belt fed.
I'm talking about transferable machine guns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean like you don't even need an FFL?
You don't need an FFL to purchase or sell a transferable.
Well, yeah, that's gonna be $100,000. Yeah. So yeah, you could just buy an MG42. But I'm saying, like, whenever they make it, but you have to have an FFL. How cheap could you get it with the FFL?
FFL is a different thing. An FFL is just like a license to sell guns for profit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have anything to do with machine guns. So you're probably thinking of like SOT.
Yeah.
Which is a special occupational taxpayer. Yeah. Which allows you to own and sell machine guns to certain entities. And then there's also law letter machine guns, which are basically like, if you are a law enforcement or military entity and you need machine guns for that purpose, you can get machine guns that way. And the pricing of those different categories affect a machine gun. So, like, a transferable machine gun is the one that requires the least amount of paperwork and, like, authorization and stuff, you know?
But it's going to be expensive.
But it's the most expensive, right? And that's why, like, uber-rich collectors will have, like, a transferable machine gun, right? And then also the law letter stuff. Personally, my opinion of that is, like, that's just nothing but corruption. Because, like, why, if you're a cop, are you buying a Thompson submachine gun from 1933
for, like... for the station.
Yeah, you're not using that for any, like, actual purpose. You're a fucking collector and you want to have that in your safe, but you're also, like, you know a guy who's a detective who can get that gun for you. So it's, like, corruption. That's what that
is. Damn, I didn't know you could use law enforcement to get that.
That's exactly... Well, that's what Larry Vickers got convicted of, because he made fringe with a bunch of marshals and stuff, and they were getting him imported machine guns for, like, good prices. That's how he had all that shit, and those were law letter machine guns. And you know what's really fucked up and crazy about that?
What?
If they had just used those guns for a law enforcement demo and, like...
Actually, one? Only one?
If, like, per gun and per purchase, if they had, like, used that for a law enforcement demo, that would have been legal.
Damn.
But they didn't use it for that purpose, and so they falsified their records, and those were considered illegal imported machine guns.
So he was just being lazy.
Yes. And corrupt.
Yeah. Larry, you're going to have cancer in jail because you were lazy.
Now, let me be very clear. I think that you should be able to buy machine guns if you're, like, you know, a law-abiding, like, peaceful citizen or whatever. I don't think machine guns are all that more dangerous than, like, regular rifles, so yeah. Why not have them? But also, the fact that cops can get them but regular people can't is fucking dumb.
Well, that's usually most of the cop agenda here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad cop things.
It, like, just makes it so much easier for them to be corrupt, which is, like, you shouldn't have that.
I remember whenever they were going to make cops all wear body cams, and they were like, now you're just going to see them doing the right thing. Immediately, it was so bad.
It was like every video is a guy, like, punching a handcuffed guy.
At least a body cam. Yeah. That's every video now.
Yeah, which, like, they should. But anyway, we're getting off topic. We're talking about the Chris Vector. I think the Chris Vector is, like, not a good gun, but it's fucking cool.
Yeah, it looks sick.
It looks sick, and it's great in games, and it just... like, Garantham has a few videos on the Vector, and, like, seeing him shoot in full auto and stuff, like, that is a cool gun.
But it's probably, just, bullets per...
How many, like, rounds per minute?
Yeah.
It depends. Like, remember what I was saying earlier, like... It depends on if it's 9mm or 10mm or 45, if you have a suppressor, the barrel length. Because it's blowback, all of that affects the fire rate. But generally, it's a very fast-firing submachine gun.
What caliber would you want it?
probably for me 9 because well, obviously, and it's 9 because the capacity is better.
Yeah,
like you can get magazines that have like 30 plus rounds if you choose 9. And
long
if you
stick.
Long stick, yeah, big long stick, and the fire rate on the 9, like an unsuppressed 9mm vector, is I think close to 1,000 or 1,050 rounds a minute.
Damn,
which is super fast.
Yeah.
That's like a little bit faster than an MG42. So like Saving Private Ryan, the beach scene.
The vector's faster than the MG42?
Depending. Yeah, it can be.
What was the one that was the MG44, right?
Say again? Which one?
The upgraded version of the MG.
Oh, the MG3.
The MG3.
Yeah, that's one that the German army currently uses.
So wouldn't it be faster than that? Or did they slow that one down?
Well, the MG3 has 2 fire rates. It has a slow full auto and a fast full auto. So the slow full auto is 660 rounds a minute, and the fast full auto is about 1,100.
Oh, so the vector's still faster.
It's about the same, yeah. I mean, like, maybe a tiny bit faster, but it's, like, so similar.
It doesn't kick that bad either.
The vector?
Yeah.
I shot one in semi-auto, and basically it had no recoil that I could feel.
Yeah.
Full auto obviously kicks more, but, you know.
For how fast it goes?
I'm sure the fire rate plus... like it being a small gun that weighs nothing, the recoil is probably like you probably feel it a little bit, but I can't say.
What do you think of the stock?
I think the stock is like inoffensive, like it's fine, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't need to be bigger.
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I hate wire stocks, like really thin, shitty ones. I think this vector stock is like no worse than like a SCAR stock, which people make fun of, but it's fine.
What's the worst gun that has a wire stock?
The worst gun or the worst wire stock?
What's the worst wire stock?
M1 carbine wire stock.
Oh, yeah. That one is pretty bad.
Maybe the fucking Sten wire stock. Those are both awful.
The Sten is like a fucking metal hanger.
I've never shot a Sten, so I don't know. I've shot the M1 carbine wire stock, and they are fucking bad.
Have you seen the picture where it's the AK, but it's a shovel handle?
Yeah, that's awesome. Dude, Ivan the Troll made that.
Really?
Yeah. He helped build the FGC9.
I was cracking up at that. Whoever, like, that's the first thing games do whenever it's like, it's a post-apocalyptic world. The stock is a bike seat. The first thing that they took from the guns was the stock. They don't have wood in the post-apocalypse.
That's a part that would last forever, too. It would never
Why
break.
Do they always do that? They just want there's blue tape on the AK, yeah. And it has a bicycle seat.
They give the Shinzo Abe assassin gun.
Yeah, it's so unrealistic.
That's awesome, dude.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They're just stupid.
I've seen so many different trinkets on the back of an AK in video games.
My favorite is like the fucking Fallout guns that don't make any sense at all. Like it'll have like a Thompson submachine gun foregrip and then like a magazine in the stock that's not attached to anything.
The Fallout games are pretty notorious for making guns. Fallout 4 messed up and made almost every pipe gun would not work at all.
Yeah.
All that shit. Just and then nonsense. They ruined all the guns because they kind of made them like too big and gross in Fallout 4.
Yeah.
But you should look this up because Starfield came out.
Yeah.
Do you know about Starfield?
I know of it. I don't really know much about it.
So every gun in Starfield doesn't work at all.
Oh, it's just like
there
retarded nonsense.
There is a pistol in Starfield that you load with a magazine and then it is a revolver.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah. There is like revolver double barrel shotguns.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Then there's like just battery powered guns. There's guns that like they put pistol bullets in or they put rifle bullets in a pistol and then it shoots pistol bullets. Like Starfield, just like they didn't do any research at all. And I don't know why if your whole game's going to be based around guns and stuff. You think you can get away with not hiring, like, an armorer or something to show you. That's why the Call of Duties always have the
like,
new ones.
Yeah, they, like, reference, like, experts and stuff. Yeah, and like,
Escape from Tarkov apparently has everything that you can do on the guns in there works in real life.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Also, a game that probably very few people know about, it's called SCP-5K.
Yeah.
It's like they made a game based off like the SCP wiki and like you play as like a cool government agent guy, you know, with like cool guns and tactical gear. But like they literally went to a range to pick up the audio for all their guns and they sound like real guns to a point where like if you're in a room in the game and you shoot a gun and then you step outside and now you're outside, the audio for that gun will be different. because you will hear the gun like bouncing off the walls and stuff. It's really cool.
I love whenever a movie has a suppressor on a gun.
Yeah.
And they shoot it inside and then you hear the shells bouncing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's a weird one that doesn't happen a lot, but every so often you hear it in a movie and it's very cool.
PUBG has a really cool feature where like you can hear your shells hitting, and depending on what kind of surface on,
like so, outside grass.
Yeah, if you're in grass, you don't really hear it at all, which is accurate.
Yeah.
And then if you're inside a house with like hardwood floors, you can hear it like clinking on the hardwood floor. But then if you're in a carpeted room, you don't hear it, which is like, that's cool.
Lots of games are doing that now too.
I like that stuff.
And it would be so easy to get the audio of that. That would make your game so much better.
The clinking of empty shells. Yeah.
You could take like a bucket of empty shells and just, then like, just drop it in different rooms in the fucking building. It's just so easy.
Yeah, it'd be super easy to do. Yeah. The hard part would be programming that for different rooms, but
you wouldn't even have to get like the caliber right. You just need the shells.
Just like a pistol shell and then a rifle shell. That's it.
Yeah.
And that will cover most of your bases.
Yeah.
Okay.
They need to get like a game where you're in a Blackhawk and you shoot a minigun and you can hear all the shells falling on that.
That would be fucking sick, dude. Yeah,
they need like... Were they tearing it up with miniguns and Blackhawk Down?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Dude, miniguns... How did we lose?
We didn't lose.
Not really. I was going to say. That place was fucking up. But, dude, miniguns were in Vietnam as well. And those things were awesome.
They're detrimental.
Miniguns are?
Yeah.
How so?
You could just destroy. Like, if a Blackhawk flew over your fucking neighborhood right now and shot a minigun through, like, six houses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you're saying they're too good of weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're super cool.
They're, like, 6,000 rounds per minute, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's about six times faster than MG42, yeah. if we're keeping score here.
And there's different sizes.
Yes.
There's little ones.
The normal ones are 308, which is crazy, by the way.
The ones that go on Humvees are 308?
Yeah.
What's the ones in the Blackhawk?
Those are also 308. But damn. Because that's the minigun shoots 308. But then, like, the actual cannons, like the ones that are on, like, attack helicopters, they shoot, like, bigger rounds. Like, I know there's ones that shoots 338 Lapua.
Damn.
Which is a sniper round.
Yeah.
And then I also know that there's some that shoot, it's bigger than 50 BMG. I forget the name of the round, but it's like depleted uranium. And it's not the Warthog cannon, because the Warthog cannon is bigger than this.
Oh, yeah. That one's like the size of a fucking slug bug.
Yeah, I actually have an A-10 shell.
Yeah.
And they are, I don't really know how to describe them.
Thank you, General Electric.
Yes, dude.
Your washing machine company is making the best fucking firearm in a jet.
Dude, it's fucking sick. I know a lot about the A-10. I don't want to get into it right now because we'll do it a different podcast, but the A-10's a fucking sick aircraft. Yeah. They need to never get rid of it because it's so good.
So one thing about the minigun is they're always mounted, and they're in movies and stuff, they always have like a guy who's carrying it around. First off, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
There's a couple videos of people online shooting them.
Yeah.
Like... standing and stuff.
Yeah.
There is Gronkowski, who is like a famous tight end who's like 6'5 and 300 pounds or something, shooting one, and he almost gets knocked over by it.
Yeah.
The minigun was shooting blanks.
Well, hold on. Let's back up a little bit because...
It was the smaller one, too.
The 308 one. You can actually fire the minigun standing. The weight of the gun will actually make the recoil pretty controllable.
Yeah.
But there's videos of Arnold Schwarzenegger did it.
Yeah.
FPS Russia did it. Holy shit. You know the reason you can't do that in a real scenario?
You gotta have a battery, right?
You need to have a power source and then also all your ammunition. I don't know if you've ever carried 6,000 rounds of 308.
6,000 rounds in a minute, by the way.
Yeah, which means if you depress the trigger for 30 seconds, you need 3,000 rounds of 308.
You can stand in one place.
Yes, but you can't walk around with it.
Yeah.
So, like, in Predator, they use the minigun. Like, Jesse Ventura's character has it, and he's walking around and stuff. Jesse Ventura, I'm sure, is at that time, he was strong enough to carry, like, 1,000 rounds and the minigun and, like, walk around on the set and stuff. What he's not strong enough to do is carry that and a giant fucking, like, generator next to him that powers the gun. And then also all the extra ammo.
6,000 rounds of 308 would be...
insanely heavy.
That'd be like 400 pounds.
Several hundred pounds for sure.
And it would never fit in that dumbass backpack.
It would not fit in a backpack at all. And then also like...
It would fit in a Blackhawk.
So it would fit in a Blackhawk and a Humvee.
I saw a Blackhawk hold a minigun and shoot it standing. It's actually flying.
I have never shot a minigun, but I have shot the M249 quite a bit. The M249 is a great gun. You know the best thing about the M249? It's really not that heavy for what it is.
How much does it cost to shoot the little minigun at like Battlefield Vegas?
Oh, it's super expensive.
There's no way.
It's like hundreds of dollars, and if you fire
probably a thousand.
It depends on what package you get, but if you do like a $1,000 package, you shoot like the minigun and then like a few other machine guns. But yeah.
I bet you don't even shoot a full. There's no way you shoot 6,000 rounds.
You shoot like 200 rounds.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and you're done.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, the people who got to shoot those miniguns for a job, fuck you.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys who got to shoot the. We use the 50 mostly now on the side.
So. Yeah, I talked about this a little bit like a few episodes ago, but Kevin Owens is a YouTuber I really like, and he's like a retired Green Beret, and he's like a super cool guy. But someone asked him, they're like, did you ever like use miniguns in combat? And he was like, no, but knowing that they were there made me feel so much better because he used them in training, and he was like, there is no other small arm that can compare to the minigun. Like, it just wins every fight.
Small arm?
Yeah, it is a small arm.
Yeah.
He was like, that minigun will beat anything else, but the things that the minigun doesn't beat is, like, artillery, so, like, mortar fire and artillery, and then also, like, aircraft will beat a minigun, like, jets and shit like that.
You could definitely shoot down a helicopter with a minigun easily.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
Dude, if they had miniguns and we had a Viper, I don't know who would win that.
That's an interesting thought.
Minigun is a great stationary flak cannon.
I know the IRA shot down a British helicopter via 12 guys with AK-74s.
There is a lot of great footage of, like, these Green Berets who are in Afghanistan, and they take, like, barely any fire, run back to their, they're not Humvees, they're way bigger. They kind of look like the bomb trucks.
Oh, yeah?
But they're not for getting bombs, and the guy jumps up on the top and he shoots the minigun at like the hillside.
Yeah.
And then he just shoots like 15-40 mics out of his little tube he's carrying the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever they're reloading the minigun, he just like pulls out his little one shooter and puts a, by the way, that thing is great. The
Are you talking about the Thumper?
No, it's the new version of the Thumper, but it's not the underbarreled one.
Yeah, it's a grenade launcher single shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody just has it on a fucking lanyard loop.
Yep.
Running around, kitted up in all these Afghan videos. Dude, those things are sick.
Those things are sick.
They lob those 40 mics everywhere.
Dude, Barrett's making a newer, better version of that.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, the bolt gun.
What? Yeah, it kind of looks like a bolter from Warhammer.
It is 40 mic, isn't it? Or is it 30?
They make both. There's a 40 millimeter, and then they made a 30 millimeter.
Yeah.
Which is, they're both really cool.
But whenever you watch those videos, like, 40 mics are kind of heavy.
40 millimeter grenades, yeah.
Whenever they're walking around, like, with them, you can tell they're just trying to get rid of it whenever they take fire.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just popping off three of those things. Yeah. They're great.
They're super cool.
You don't like me calling them mics?
No, no, our viewers may not know what mic means.
Millimeter.
It means 40 millimeter grenade.
Yeah, you're 10 millimeter, times that by 4.
Yeah.
And fill it with stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Smokes,
incendiary. Incendiary.
Yeah. I only shot chalk rounds.
Yeah, I've actually never shot 40 millimeter grenades.
It's kind of like shooting a shotgun.
I would believe that.
Like, yeah.
I believe that.
Feels like, I've never shot a t-shirt gun. Probably pretty similar.
I've shot a cannon before. I bet it's similar.
Yeah,
it's
probably exactly the same. But I shot a lot of those Cheeto dust rounds out of them. They're so fun.
That Cheeto dust is cool looking.
There's like this tree in Camp Pendleton, California, wherever you go practice it, and it's just like orange.
It's just a straight up orange tree.
Trying to hit the tree with the fucking.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Dude, it's the fucking Dorito tree.
No, it's the Cheetos.
You think they have to go out there and wash the tree down?
Hose it down?
Yeah.
No, they just have one big fat guy.
It was orange as fuck.
They have a big fat guy and he sucks it.
If you guys were in the Marines and you shot the 40 millimeter Cheeto dust round at the tree, let me know.
Comment if you know what the Cheeto dust tree is.
If you went to MCT or ITB, you probably shot. I think if you went to ITB, you got to shoot a real one.
Or if you have HPV.
If you have HPV,
leave a comment.
You're probably in the Marines also. It's about the same. Cheeto dust round.
Whether you like ATVs or MTV or you have HPV.
I shot the AT-4, but no rocket out of it. They have like a you shoot a 9mm out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, but it's like, this is what the, and you can hear it hit the target. And like a training. You would have hit it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That way they don't waste AT4s, so I guess right. You don't reload them very well.
Yeah, they're supposed to be single-use weapons, but I've heard of people being able to, like, reload
they're
them.
They're double-use, because after you shoot them, you turn them into beer bongs.
Yeah! 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 There's probably nothing bad left over in there.
There's tons of nothing good.
Residue. Burn pit.
Yeah. We'll end it. How much we got left? Okay. Where is the best place to get shot? Last topic.
My vote... Okay, the rule is no grazing shots. You can't say, I want to get grazed in the butt cheek. That's not an option. You got to get shot. Like, full on the
best
entire...
Best place to get shot?
The ear.
Not a school.
You know what, folks? Squiblo Podcast. We'll gotta see you guys next week. Bye. Driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, boy.